back sometime, maybe.
One day we'll get another intro going there, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
We'll take it how it is.
Used to be our good pal Copycat, and I don't know where he went.
Something happened.
Welcome, everybody, to Unfiltered Marriage.
What movie was that when he was like, nothing but the bass?
I
was like on a radio
show.
No
idea.
You don't remember that?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's definitely something like a movie we watch all the time. Like, I put the headphones on, he's like, nothing but the bass.
Not with me.
Oh. Yes, it was Back to the Future when the guy was getting ready to sing the next song, right? And he was like, yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No?
No, honestly. Not a.
Well, all right. Here we are. It's Tuesday. And we couldn't wait to get up on here on Unfiltered Marriage. So we're like starting like fresh.
Coming in fucking hot.
Okay. So, yes, I'm snats.
Yeah.
We are missing, of course, Nicole and Mark. Nicole needed some time to take care of herself. And Mark is, of course, training or whatever he's doing, you know, He-Man stuff does. You know, what He-Man does. It was so cute the other day. My daughter says to my husband, we're watching the Royal Rumble, and it was like the first time Val really watched wrestling. And Brock Lesnar came out, and she was like, oh, my God. That's like Uncle Mark. I bet if Uncle Mark fought him, he'd be able to beat him. And, you know, Rocky and I giggled. We're like,
I look at my daughter and I go, even Uncle Mark wouldn't agree with that, sweetie.
He's a pretty big man.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't. You know, it's cute that you look up to your uncle that way, but no, there's not a chance in hell.
You know,
sorry.
It is cute. But, and, you know, my brother, you know, we all know he does grass fed, he's CrossFit, whatever. And he's a
big guy.
He's a big dude. And he's all natural. You know, it's definitely somewhat intimidating, but I thought it was so cute that she put it in the same category as, you know, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. But, and now she's totally into wrestling. She had me watching old Royal Rumbles today. She asked me when I got home, can we watch wrestling?
I love it.
So I showed her the Mick Foley and Undertaker Hell in the Cell match where Mick Foley gets thrown off the top and through the cage.
Oh, my God.
She saw the tooth through the nose.
Awesome.
Yeah, she was like, oh, my God, is that man all right? My favorite thing is my daughter goes, well, they're not going to send him home like that, are they? Because she wants to make sure that the doctors look at them first, and then they go home. But she kept saying it. She goes, but she won't, because Beth Phoenix cut her head in the Royal Rumble, so she was bleeding. And she goes, she won't go home like that, right, Dad? The doctors will stitch her up first? I go, yes, Tina, they'll stitch her up first, then she'll go home.
I think it's cute, because she really gets into it, you know?
She loves it. She saw The Fiend, and Now, she's a four-year-old, so she's watching The Fiend beat the hell out of Daniel Bryan. They had a strap match, and he's beating up Daniel Bryan. For anyone who doesn't know wrestling, it doesn't matter. They're two guys.
Whipping him.
But if you don't know wrestling, The Fiend wears this mask, like this horror mask. It's a very creepy kind of mask. And she goes, I forget exactly what she said.
So he came out, and he was fighting Daniel Bryan, and she turns around, and she goes, imagine if he just came out and started beating up Elmo like that.
Yeah.
And we were like, what?
Just out of nowhere. And then she starts laughing. She's like, that'd be so funny.
Yeah, it would be so funny if he was beating up Elmo like that. And we were just, you know, yeah, okay. Yeah. And then back, we're looking at each other going, oh my God, she's crazy.
That's not even. I have a video from my daughter when she was about two. And I was down here by myself. And she came down just to invade, because that's what two-year-olds do. And I'm watching the movie 31. Now, if you've ever seen it, it's a Rob Zombie movie. If you've ever seen it, in the very beginning, there's this long monologue by Richard Brake, and then you find out he's got a priest tied to a chair. So he grabs an axe, and he starts fucking whacking the guy with the axe. The very first hit of the axe, I have the video. If you guys remind me, I'll pull it up next week. I don't feel like looking for it right now. But the second the axe connects with this guy, all you hear in the background is my daughter maniacally laughing.
She's like, ah! It was so funny to her that this guy just got hit with an axe. I couldn't even.
Upon impact. And this isn't a setup video. This isn't.
No.
This was literally upon impact.
It's in the background. You don't even see her. I'm just taking a video of the screen. Or you were of the screen.
I was.
And she just in the background is watching, and she laughed so hard. I went, oh my God, she genuinely thought that was funny.
Yeah, she's a crazy person. I love it.
No, she's your horror. She's your horror. Her and Anna are really into horror.
Yeah, and my son's not.
No, he's not. Yeah. Lewis could do definitely do without that.
Well, because his sister scared the shit out of him and his cousin day with a Michael Myers mask when they were like five.
We were working on her bedroom down here. It was like all paper hanging and like, you know, there was like tarps on stuff. And she came down here with a Michael Myers mask. And as my son and my nephew came downstairs, she jumped out from behind one of the curtains. And that, I mean, for years scared him. He went down the hallway like with his back against the hallway.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, stop it. It was, you know, she's
joking. He still
joking.
Doesn't like come
mask.
Down here alone.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. Now Anna ruined it.
I mean, when I was a kid, though, I always thought basements were creepy, too. And I didn't have a basement as nicely set up as this.
Yeah.
Like, I just had, like, kind of a normal basement. I hated going.
Yeah, me too. Or when you were walking up the stairs, you had that moment where you just kind of jumped.
Something's behind me.
You felt it up your back. You're like, whoo!
I sometimes still do that coming up these stairs.
Me too. Yeah. I'll challenge it. I'll be like, you know what? You don't fucking scare me, and I'll walk a little faster.
But
it's
just that eerie feeling of the unknown behind you. It's just the unknown, you know? Like, anything unknown.
It's dark. That's
what
it is. It's fucking dark. You don't even know what's going on.
We discussed this on Super Ugly.
Yeah.
Matt has the swimsuit thing on his desk.
Yeah.
This was one of the girls in this year's swimsuit. Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
Wait a minute. Sports
like,
Illustrated?
As a woman, do you think that should be in Sports Illustrated? I understand, hey, love your body, love who you are. I'm all for that. But there's Sports Illustrated, like I said on Super Ugly, is like a time-honored tradition.
All right, so let me say something really quick. All right, just like Maxim magazine and things like that, okay?
Let me show them the picture.
Yeah, so I think that it's super important for everybody to remember that everybody has, I'll tell you when it's there. You can see.
No,
everyone has.
OBS up.
I can see it. Yeah, perfect. They can see it. She's in the calendar.
And she's
now,
a pretty girl
is.
For a big girl.
Wait, let me finish, though. Like, they have this image of, like, you need to be skinny and have big boobs and big lips and eyebrows. They make the image. But when you see something like this, I'm going to be honest with you, I find it to be classic. And
classic?
Yeah, like classic. First of all, she looks very clean. Like, she doesn't look trashy.
No. And
it
that's Sports Illustrated, of course.
Body.
Yeah.
You know, it looks appropriate for her body, and I think that I could look at her and go, wow, she's a pretty, beautiful
I'm
woman.
Not saying she's not pretty. What I'm
saying
is... Is
her image, she's too big for the image?
I don't think that's... I'm not trying to be mean, but again, Sports Illustrated was a thing of like, this is like the elite women. You know what I mean? Like, these are the smoking hot women in the planet now.
I understand.
And it's not Maxim. It's not fucking, you know, like, this is Sports Illustrated. This has been around for decades, the swimsuit edition.
Right, and I understand that. I do. But what I'm also saying is, though, that they should broaden their horizons to women instead of having that one type of woman. They should. I'm glad.
And I understand some guys really like that. Like, some guys are totally into bigger chicks. And you know what?
Even though she's a
girl, since you put it that way, hold on. No, but since you put it that way, you're absolutely right. And it made me think. Some guys like bigger women. Not all guys. You know what? I retract my statement. It's fine that it's there.
I just feel like, you know,
I retract my statement.
If she was hanging over and like looking inappropriate and not wearing what fit her body right, I would say trash.
That's a little small for her body.
No, it's not. She's covering her nipples. Her breasts are beautiful. They sit nice. She has, you know, she has a little bit of meat here, but who doesn't?
Like, remember the Ashley Graham girl, the other big girl that they were parading around for the past couple years?
Put this up there again, because I want them, I'll tell you when it's a good shot. I want them to see it again. Like, I'm being honest with you. I think that she happens to look very decent, and it was a perfect fit. You know, it's sexy enough on the breast, and the bottom covers. She's standing with the right posture. I think that this is a beautiful picture.
I just, you know, I remember Sports Illustrated being something with Kathy Ireland, Cindy Crawford, Tyra Banks. You know what I mean? There was none of that.
Skinny, bony girls.
No,
but
no, they weren't the same image. Like, Kathy Ireland and Tyra Banks are very different looking girls. So is Cindy Crawford from them.
Yes, but they all have that very fit and thin waist.
Yeah, yeah.
And nice breasts, and they were very lanky.
Well, because it was supposed to be the porn for the non-porn getters.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was supposed to, it was spank material, trust me.
Right. I never really looked at that magazine, but, you know, there are beautiful women out there. I'm sure anything could be spank material with the right moment.
Not anything.
Yeah, it could. Let's just say, like, I mean, you could be in
Better Home and Garden.
You could be in a library and you look across the room and you see a really hot chick scratching her chest and the button opens, and in that moment you
imagine.
Yeah,
that's a really hot chick, though. You said anything, then you
no,
go
I
to
said
a really
moment.
Hot chick.
I said, depending on the moment, it could be a turn on. You know, you could spank, you know.
No.
In that show, he was spanking in the bush.
Yeah, he's a fucking creep who murders people.
But he was spanking
Bush. Yeah, all right.
He was.
Yeah, he's also a serial killer.
So, I don't know. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's, I say...
But I do... you know, now that I'm thinking about, like I said, there are guys out there that don't like skinny girls. There's guys out there that like that. So you know what? For the everyman, I'm all for it. I just, you know, again, I'm old school. I come from the time when the Sports Illustrated thing, when it came out, it was like a big deal.
I don't know if we're going to have any time, Phil, to hit Good Housekeeping.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have enough time. I'll try.
That's what it was. Good Housekeeping. Sorry, Phil. You got me. You got me. I said Better Home and Garden.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I mean, Sports Illustrated Swim, the same as it was when we grew up, same with Playboy. I know. You know what it is, and I hate seeing the times change. I really do.
I don't mind the change. I actually welcome the change.
You know, I hate it when I first see it, but then once it like starts being out there more, it grows on me, and I'm just like, all right, whatever. Like, I get over it. Yeah, you know, I'm not one of these people that can't get over it.
Some women are like, I like men who have a shaved face. I like men who are teddy bears. I like men who are solid. You have these different wants, and there are men that go, wow, you know, she's... And again, has a beautiful face, and I think that for her, she has a beautiful body. I don't think she's carrying it unwell.
Like, wasn't Anna Nicole Smith in it one year?
Smith was big, too, and thick. She was very
thick. Yeah, but she was thick. She wasn't big. She was thick.
No, she was thick. She had thick thighs, big boobs, you know, little waist.
Yeah.
Anna Nicole Smith was hot. I thought she was hot.
She had some great boobs. I'll give her that.
No, but I thought she was hot.
She's got that bleach blonde thing, you know. I mean, again, I don't think she's ugly. I think she's a pretty girl. But, you know, like Cap wrote Kathy Ireland. I would have picked Kathy Ireland over Anna Nicole Smith any day.
Yeah,
just because. And I'm a huge boob guy, so you know. Trust me, I would have loved motorboating those bad boys.
Yeah.
But Kathy Ireland's more my speed.
I'll take the finish on that.
Yeah. But yeah, Kathy Ireland's more my speed. Skinny, tan, brunette, you know, like that type of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, I'm in the wrong here now.
Not that you're in the wrong, but I think that I'm glad that I changed a little bit of your perspective because, you know, think about it. There are different tastes, different strokes, different folks.
Yeah, and that's why I'm kind of just changing my tune. Not for the fact that I think this should be in Sports Illustrated, but for the fact that, you know,
I think it does.
Chubby lovers need something to look at, too.
Chubby lovers?
Yeah, chubby lovers need something to look at,
chubby
too.
Chubby lovers? Listen, so while we're on the subject, okay, I want to bring up really quick, we have been loving Disney Plus.
Mm.
We've been watching it all the time, watching it with the
Lion
kids.
Lion King's up, by the way.
Having a great time, like 2-3 movies during the weekend on Saturday, and it was nice. We're hanging out, watching movies, and so we decided to throw on Peter Pan the other day.
Mm.
Now, I never, ever noticed this before. However, I do know that Wendy was, like, fascinated with Peter Pan because you could tell in the way they spoke to each other. You thought there was, like, even a crush there.
See, I don't think I ever watched the cartoon one. I watched that one with that little blonde lady, Mary Martin.
Yep.
Remember that one? It was live and everything?
Yeah.
And it was old, from, like, the 60s or 70s. That was the one I always watched. My mother made a big deal when they aired it, like, on NBC when I was young.
Like,
I was, like, 7
action.
Or 8. No, but it was already played before, but she had seen it. So she's like, you have to watch this. This is Peter Pan. It's great. And I did. I liked it. It was cool. But as a child, I never picked up on the fact that...
Well, if you want to explain it, you can.
Peter Pan's a fucking pimp. Like, every chick that he goes around wants to fuck this guy. And they're aggressively jealous. Tinkerbell, the mermaids.
Wendy.
And so did the mermaids.
Yeah, they wanted to drown her.
Yeah, the Tinkerbell tried to get a shot.
All of them. There's 6 of them.
Yeah, Tinkerbell tried to get a shot. Tiger Lily, well, every single girl Pan goes around. This dude's a fucking cocksman and he wants nothing to do with these bitches.
Yeah, and he's like, tell me about your stories. Here's Wendy. She's like, Peter. He's like, oh, gotta go.
Yeah.
You know, it's really awkward to watch.
But Wendy, he wants.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. She's like, Peter, and he went to her.
Yeah, Wendy.
You know, although he did take off and left her behind, she's like, wait up for me. He was a little bit like, throw her aside.
Well,
too.
Because he's not stupid. You don't fucking.
Well, again,
you don't give everything to the girl. You know what I mean? You got to let her chase you a little bit and want it.
Flying her through the air. What else could he give her?
You got to chase me and want it, baby. I'm not gonna show my whole hand.
If you actually watch the cartoon version, okay, you'll watch these mermaids see her and go, "Who is that?
What are you wearing?" They go,
"What is that? What's your hair doing?" And then they pull her in the water. They try to drown her.
Yeah.
You don't notice this as a kid. You're like, "Oh, it's mermaids. They're playing in the
these
water."
These older Disney movies, like the old ones from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and some even the 70s.
Yeah.
You watch them, and now you pick up on these little nuances, and you're like, wow, like
I never noticed.
And there's
before.
Only like one every one of these movies, but it's something like we talked about 101 Dalmatians last week, where the cow, you don't know what happened. It's off screen, but the cow goes, ooh.
Yeah, and then she's
like,
go, child.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a little fresh, like as if she enjoyed the nipple pull.
Well, you got Pirates of Kids and then Robin Williams. The Robin Williams hook I still love to this day. Yeah. I love that movie. And I'm not a huge Robin Williams guy.
He's great in it.
But I like that. Dustin Hoffman as Captain Hook was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
He was really fucking good. Yeah. But and Julia Roberts, I mean, Tinkerbell.
She was a fun too.
Oh my God. Only as Tinkerbell. I've never found her attractive, but in that Tinkerbell little.
How many times have you spanked to it?
Never.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, no, no.
I just wanted to know.
No. No, not that. But, but
not that one, Julia
but
Roberts.
Again, I never really looked at Julia Roberts, and she was always like prettiest woman and da-da-da. And I was like, not really.
Yeah.
But then when she did Tinkerbell, I was like,
it's
now
her face,
I see
her. She had a big smile and like a big... Like,
yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that big mouth girl.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. And her eyes were like, she just looked a little exotic to me, like an exotic white girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
White girls aren't really exotic.
But yeah, Peter Pan, the absolute cocksman. I never fucking knew it. And you would think like that'd be something rappers would use more, you know, because it would be like something you could throw into your rhymes and... You know, it's calling you like I get mad pussy too, like Peter Pan type thing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Like, they use Ric Flair for like when they want to bling and I'm the man and shit. Yeah, you know, they always like to use outside material and bring it into the rap. Use Peter Pan. Peter Pan
is badass.
Yeah.
He's got bitches all over him.
I had this great idea for a Peter Pan movie.
Go ahead.
I don't want to say it because it's so good that I think someone will steal it. That's how good it is.
Oh, so you don't want to say it?
Fuck it. I'm going to say it anyway. All right. Here's my idea for a more realistic. I'm going to Chris Nolan this thing.
Go ahead.
Peter Pan, Lost Boys, Captain Hook, all the real thing. He doesn't fly, none of that bullshit, right? But it's based around the Bermuda Triangle. So you know how planes and shit always go missing in the Bermuda Triangle? Well, that's Captain Hook in them. Fucking shooting down these planes to now rob the luggage and they're pirates. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So some of the children survivors, like Tink and them, were survivors that got away. They live on an island, you know, like there's already people kind of stat. Like Tink's like the helper. She's not a fairy again.
Right.
Regular chick. Yeah. But she's got like a raft or whatever that can get out there. And on like foggy days when they shoot it down, she can maybe grab a couple kids. Right. Those are the Lost Boys. All tatted up, badass motherfuckers living on the island, you know, ripped shorts, drinking, like kind of like the pirates, but they're the Lost Boys. They're like, fuck you, Captain Hook. We're going to get out of here one day.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Peter Pan's the leader of the crew.
Like he's the bad boy.
Yeah, but you do it in like that type of stuff, like a rated R Peter Pan.
That'd
where
be dope.
You know what I mean? Where like they sneak up on the pirate ship one night and they fucking slit their throats and you know the pirates end up fucking
they take over, but they take over a little at a time.
Like Tink comes back and she's been raped by the pirates and but that's like Pan's moment of like fuck this, now
I'm
we're going in.
Over.
Yeah, like now we fuck them
out
up.
The whole taking the kids from the house is really
yeah,
shit.
Like make it fucking adult. Like
that's actually a great
it's a
idea.
Fucking awesome idea, isn't it?
If you talk to Rob Zombie, it might work.
But like I said, I'm like, you know, because the Bermuda Triangle, it's always been like this mysterious thing. Like, where did the planes go? And and you can now throw
use
the Peter Pan lore into that and Captain Hook in them.
That's such a great idea.
And, you know, people will be like, well, how come no one ever finds them? Well, again, the Bermuda Triangle works in funny ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You don't know what's happening over
there. You know,
like
maybe people are searching, but, you know, because of the fog or there's like a weird thing that the triangle does where it kind of masks certain things or you know
there's like a, maybe there's a curse
or Captain Hook has some kind of technology to fucking kind of you know deter everything you figure it out.
No, but maybe there's like actually like a curse from Cook and once you get rid of Hook the curse breaks
exactly or something like that
like
that's
that.
A great
then,
thing too
right then it turns into more of like right that's a great
but
idea
telling that's not a fucking
man like I knew I married you for a reason.
I would love to somehow get that movie made because I think it's a great fucking movie. Peter Pan's been done to death and if you do it a rated R version of badass fucking Pan with fucking piercings. He's tatted up. He's kind of jacked up a little bit.
Yeah, he got a little ripped shirt on, maybe like ripped arm, like at the ripped part.
Like a ripped,
like
a wife beater. You know?
Yeah.
And just have them badass fucking Lost Boys. Like the Lost Boys are just a bunch of fucking little like thugs on this island.
Yes. Like when you go to Europe. Those kids are around the corner ready to fucking beat the
like
shit out
hostile.
Of you. Give me your gum, you know?
Except much cooler than
gum,
those disheveled, poor-looking kids, you know?
Oh, my God. They have a great version.
I don't know. I think it's a fucking great idea. What does the chat think? What do you guys think of my movie idea? That's fucking interesting. Make a more darker version. Agreed. I'd watch. See?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's awesome.
So if anyone out there knows how to make a fucking movie, thank you, Steve.
We would make a cute couple.
No,
he
says you do.
Oh,
you two would make a cute couple.
We are
Yeah, we
married.
Are. Bangaray. That's right, Frankie. Rufio.
Oh my God. So, all right, listen, I see there's a lot of guys in the room. So guys, all right,
it's all guys.
All right, all guys, right? And usually Madeline, Nicole's and everything, but they got things going on. So, all right, I want to talk about something, and I'm really putting myself out there, so I want
everybody... No, she's actually trying to put me out there.
No, I'm not. I'm putting myself out there because I'm the one with the fucking thing in my brain.
Delusions, yeah.
My delusions. All right,
this
so...
Ready for this fucking psychopath.
Check this out.
And wait, before she even starts, this is directly after sex.
Wait, I'm going to get there.
I know, but because you left that part out with Richie.
All right, well, I'm going to get there. All right, so, you know, everybody knows us, and we are a very physical couple. We have sex at least 5 nights a week. I'm not fucking exaggerating. Sometimes 6, sometimes 7, but mostly like 5 nights a week with a couple breaks in between, okay? We are very satisfied. However, every single time, and not when we don't have sex, nights that we don't have sex and I go to sleep, I never deal with this. It's only when we fuck that afterwards, when we get cleaned up and comfy, we lay in bed, I get all cozy. I can swear that Rocky is back to me kind of jerking off. And I'm not saying like he's wailing himself, but maybe like because you want to fall asleep and sometimes it's easy when you stroke it to fall asleep. You're making yourself comfortable. Some people rub their feet.
Who does
that? Wait, you never know.
Wait, go to sleep and stroke your dick?
Yeah, sometimes people have their hand on their
dick. I don't know anyone. I've never asked anyone, but that is a fucking
sometimes,
crazy
guys,
thing to think
sometimes
of.
They sleep with their hand on their dick. Or I put a pillow sometimes between my knees because it's comfortable. Or you like, you know, you have your thing. So I... Every fucking time after we have sex, he'll be back to back with me. And I will swear to you, the mattress is moving in like a motion. Then my ear goes off and I'm like, do I hear sliding? What the fuck? So I want to say, why don't you just turn around and fuck me again? But I know that I'm probably crazy and he's not jerking off. So in my bedroom next to our bed, we have 2 humongous mirrors. And I'll like sit up to blow my nose and like look in the mirror to see if I can see the
blanket
moving.
And I'll have one arm pretty much behind my back and one up here.
Right. And I'll put my arm around him to cuddle. I'll feel his arms aren't around. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I figured it out. I know what it is. I know what it is. I worked that pussy so fucking good. You're still quivering and feeling the rumbles and the shakes. That's what that is.
And I could swear to him, I will sometimes be like, babe, really? And he's like, I'm fucking sleeping. And I'm like, tell me you're not jerking off. He's like, I'm not fucking jerking off. I just want him to turn me over and take
never
it if you
once.
Want it again.
Literally never
but
once.
I swear, like, I would feel the bed moving and I kid you not, every time I'll really quick sit up and he is not fucking moving at all. Not at all. So I am the only one feeling it. Then, okay.
Again, it's aftershocks from the orgasm.
Then.
That's what it is. I'm convinced
one night, now. Listen, then one night, it was really stuffy in the room. So Rocky had gone to the living room. I'm in the bed and I'm laying. One of my cats always sleeps like by my head. And she's like licking and licking herself. And I'm like, motherfucker, it was enough to keep me awake. And then I felt the mattress still moving. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Exactly.
The mattress is always moving. My heart's beating. My body kind of has a rhythm. She's licking herself. The bed's kind of moving. And I look in the mirror and I look at myself and I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Because I'm not kidding. At least 20 times I've turned over and been like, Rocky. He's like, what? And I'm like, please tell me you're
and
not
I'm
jerking
always
off.
Like this close
he's
to
like,
being asleep.
He's like, Jessica, are you fucking kidding me? Once or twice he turned over and whipped it out and he was like, well, now I'm going to jerk off and then we fuck again. But for the most part, he's just like, are you kidding me, Jessica? I am not jerking off. But I swear to God, guys, I swear to God, I thought that he was.
Yeah, no, never, ever. Not once, not now, not ever. Not never.
Not even like to just comfort yourself?
Nope. Maybe like adjust, but not jerking off.
No, it's definitely jerking off that I feel.
Yeah, no, like, like there's maybe like an adjustment, but that's literally like...
No, it's
that's
definitely
an adjustment.
Like
guys know what
an
adjustment
is. You know
what
I mean when you feel like the bed just going...
Pinch and roll, Phil. You know the pinch and roll,
pinch
brother.
Pinch and roll.
Everybody, all guys know the pinch and roll.
It's the truth. I'm being honest with myself, and I wanted to throw myself out there because it's something I constantly say to him, and I felt bad about it. So I'm throwing myself out there and wondering, you know, does anybody else feel the mattress kind of moving a little while you're breathing and sleeping in bed, or does it always feel so still?
I'm just trying to fall asleep. Like, your brain doesn't stop for some reason, so you just start going to weird places.
I don't know if it's weird places or maybe I'm still horny or I'm thinking like...
Well, if you're still horny, then turn over and say, let's fuck. Like,
I won't do that, though, because I know you have work in the morning. I get to sleep. And
I've told you a million times, and it's on Seinfeld. Guys will sacrifice sleep for sex every time. Every
time. Yeah, but sometimes,
time.
Rocky, we're up till 3 in the morning. You get up at 6.
I get up
That's
at 7.
3 hours, 4 hours sleep.
I can roll with 4 hours.
Either way, it's a lot. Like, we, you know, by the time our kids all go to bed, we have a 20-year-old.
They are called springs or memory foam movement.
No. Is that because we have memory foam?
No, we took that off. It used to hurt my back, remember?
No, the bed, the topper is memory foam. Well, either way, I feel like I always feel like the bed's moving.
She's a crazy person. That's the bottom line here.
It's not crazy. It's just.
Do I toss her salad? No, she won't let me. She doesn't like a butthole licked.
It's just not my thing. And to be honest, it's very nice and pretty and little and pink. Yeah. It's perfect. I just am not I'm not into it.
Then she thinks about me having to kiss her after, too.
No, not my no. I don't even use toilet paper. I know my ass is fucking clean as shit.
I maybe thought that was a
thought.
It's
fucking perfect. However, I don't know. Like, I'll put your balls in my mouth before you lick my asshole.
Pink. Oh, all day. Like, it's a fucking tray of lasagna. What do you got? She has to pull me away.
It's actually, I have a very, very pretty setup. It's pretty.
No, guys on Twitch now too, two chats. No, we're not on Twitch.
I usually say, like, you know the diagram at school of like the perfect looking vagina and it's pink and it's perfect? That's what my vagina looks like.
Frank, how do you know what your asshole looks like? You looking at your asshole? I have no idea what my asshole looks like. Why would I?
Well, because you know what? I mean, I've actually looked.
I've never, like, thought
to. I've bent over and looked to make sure
like
that
now I probably will
tone.
Now that it's in my head and go, oh, look
at
your
asshole.
Well, think
about it. You know, most people's assholes are darker people, Spanish people, you know, some Italians, it discolor. Like, their nipples could be brown.
Right.
Their asshole could
so
be brown.
What?
Some people don't like brown. Like, pussies can be brown.
Yeah, that's gross. Like, I've seen
not
that.
Brown, like, you know, black girls, like,
no,
pussy,
there's like, yeah, there's
like
a weird like
color.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. It looks dirty almost. Yeah, it's.
I've seen a lot of pussy in my day. I've seen enough, and I definitely have been like, wow, I'm pretty blessed. I'm pretty fucking blessed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, but
and I've had three kids.
Where is he? Yeah.
Where is he? Where's who?
No, I was seeing if he responded after.
I said, where is he? I'm like, who are we talking about? So, yeah, you know.
Bleach my asshole. Is that weird? For a man, yes, that's weird, Frankie.
You bleach it, Frank? I don't believe you.
He doesn't.
He bleaches his sneakers. That's what he's talking about. It's his sneakers that get bleached.
Yeah.
His fucking collection.
And then he also wrote sex. What is that? Frankie is just deprived.
Well, Frankie should be fucking saying something. I don't know. Any man who's in a marriage is not getting his
dick sucked. He's not making a move. That's the problem.
Bro, I let my husband sit on my face and shove his cock down my throat.
You guys role play. No. No. There's no... That's...
Most of the time, let's be honest. Most of the time, all right, he'll walk in. I'm laying in bed. I have pajamas on. He'll rip my clothes off, and I will just start to touch myself, and I'll play with my breasts, or I'll play with myself, and then he already, his dick's hard.
Well, I watch her and get it there.
He'll look at me, and then from there, you know, he tells me how hot I am, and then fucking...
Yeah, but I'm not, like, I never understood the role-playing thing, because now it's like, why do I want to pretend you're a different person?
I don't know. We never did that.
Yeah, like, I don't want
a pair of booty shorts, sexy lace, whatever, you know,
like, dressing up in a lingerie outfit or something, but not like... You're a naughty teacher.
Hello,
and,
Barbie.
Yeah, like, I would like start laughing, I think, during that. Like, we're too, like...
I don't know. I don't know if I could be... Hey, hello, Mr. Oh, are you a...
Your kids are like 10, dude. Why are they in bed with you?
Are you a faucet man? You know, like, do you fix faucets? Clean my pipes?
Doctor, nurse? Yeah, no.
We've never done... Even during Halloween, when I'm dressed up, my clothes, like, he doesn't like anything on me. He likes staring at me naked.
Yeah, just like naked.
I could put on the sexiest lingerie, and in seconds, he's got it wrapped around his fucking neck. It's like, you know, we just take
like,
the shit off.
Like, she'll come in, and I'll be like, oh, it's really hot. Take it off.
Yeah, he likes me naked. And we're very physical, so while he's over there getting naked, I'm touching myself and getting ready.
And
so when
versa.
He turns around, he like is looking at me with his dick in his hand. Like, that's, we have that fucking lust. I lust for my husband. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
there's times
serious,
that we
like,
want it more.
And like,
you know,
it's dirty.
Last night, mid fucking, I'm on top. Let me tell you, I love being on top. There's nothing better than me just looking down, or I'm like a hoverer.
Sorry for the family members listening. Turn it out.
Yeah. I'm like a hoverer. It was a very explicit show anyway, so they shouldn't listen. When I hold myself, I don't really actually touch him. I will just hover on his body and looking down at him, and then the mirror is, he sees everything. It's very, very intimate. We have a very intimate relationship. I think that's a lot of why we have so much strength, too. You know, we could want to kill each other sometimes, but the connection is there. The love, the fucking want.
Yeah.
So I could want to sometimes, you know, throw a pillow at his head, or he may want to just put a muzzle over my mouth, but we do it and go muzzle on her mouth. Oh, then I could bend her over. And it's like, you know, it always turns into something sexual. We try to keep it there, you know?
Well, you try to, you know, because like, because if you're just doing the acting, the act of sex, it's boring.
It is.
Like, you got it. I'm not saying it's boring, but like I'm saying it can become boring because it's like, all right, this
is. You don't reach your highest potential.
Well, like we kind of have a routine and it works. But what I'm saying is like, you kind of got to like be dirty and like say certain things or like, you know, there's got to be a change up in at least the verbiage of what you're doing.
What's the words? What do you say? Like my thing to you when I'm done and I want you to come, I immediately just start talking to you like, you want to fucking come, babe? You want that? You want to stick it in? You know, shoot it in? Whatever I say, it's always, I know what those words are. What is everybody's words? What do you say when it's like, all right, I'm ready to go. Let's rock.
Yeah, a lot of guys, I imagine, just go, I'm going to come.
Yeah. I'm going to come?
Yeah, because a lot of guys don't get it about sex, like, and they're selfish, a lot of guys. Like,
a lot of women are selfish, too, though.
Yeah.
They're not to fucking blow their husband. You're a slack.
But they're selfish
bitch.
In a way where they just don't want to do
suck
it.
Suck his dick. He like, fucking
like,
married you.
Like, they're just,
the rest of
you
his
know,
life.
Shitty about
suck
it.
His dick.
But a lot of guys, too, are just like, they don't have fun having sex. Like... I'm just guessing here, but I can't imagine a lot of people have sex the way we do, and you can
We've
tell.
Actually thought about getting a webcam,
but you can tell in people's relationships who has good sex and who doesn't. Like me and Jess, when we're out, we're always near each other. We're always holding hands. We're always like
kissing.
Not always
dancing.
Like kissing or making out,
no,
but
yeah.
There's at least, you know, when we're passing by, give a kiss. Or and then you look at certain couples, they're away from each other the whole night. They never hold hands. They don't even kiss each other.
Yeah.
Like there's no connection at all. And that, like, when they have sex, it's like a chore. It's like, well, we're supposed to because we're married. You
right,
know what I
right,
mean?
Right, right, right.
Where us, it's like, no, I want to have sex because I really like fucking you.
Oh, I love it. And, yeah. You know, it's great, too, because, like, you know, you have those moments.
See,
like,
Frankie, it's more of a job.
That's fucked up, and that sucks. And you should never be in a situation where you're, like, you're
Your wife needs to let you cheat, then. Your wife needs to let you cheat.
Not even let
not
you cheat.
Cheat.
Get a,
but,
maybe get a girlfriend.
But not even a girlfriend, but just someone that you got a side piece.
If I'm in my 60s, I fucking kid, everybody on here, hear me now, I kid you not. In my 60s to my fucking end of time, I will have a girlfriend with my husband because it's going to be too much fucking work for me. Someone needs to do the dishes. Like, I don't give a fuck. I will do whatever it takes as we're older to stay that
Yeah.
fucking fire. I don't, you
well,
know,
now that we have hedonism also in the atmosphere, like that's something that we can, like 50, 60, doesn't matter because we've been there. We know the crowd that's there. There's 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds that
yeah,
are fucking there.
A lot of old
you know what
men.
I mean? So like now that that's there, that will always keep us kind of vibrant because once we get there, it'll remind us of like
freedom.
Like even if we kind of lose our step.
And we like to have fun, but we have never in our lives swapped. We are not swingers. I would never ever hook up with anybody else, not female or male, because there's always emotions there and you don't need that
yeah.
in your marriage or in your relationship.
Someone's
However,
to end up liking somebody
yeah,
more
exactly.
type
but
thing.
But when we're older in our 60s, I wouldn't mind having someone going out with us and someone to dance with and then maybe someone to hang out with. I like women too. So as we're older, you get kind of, you let go of those, you're leaving me shit. You know what I mean? Like you let go of the, oh my God, will he leave me or will she leave me? So I think that in the future, like I'll always keep myself on the up and up of what works best for both.
See, I
of
think
us.
As we get older, I'll be the one that kind of regresses more because men just typically do. You lose your testosterone. You know what I mean? Like it's just a natural way for
and
men.
Sex
like
isn't...
it's weird with the sexual thing because women go roop as they get older, and men go roop as
right.
they get older.
Right.
So from like 13 to like 30, men are fucking bleh.
Bullshit. Give yourself to 40.
No, no, I'm talking about me. I'm talking like
I'm just
in
saying,
generals.
You're a fucking
like at 30, a lot of guys they start like it's not like the way it was when you were 18. Like man, I can't wait to fuck. Now it's like yeah, all right, I'll fuck. Not again, not me. But
right,
that's kind of what happens
right, sure.
For guys where they say guys peak, like I said, is you know between like 16 and 30. A woman's peak doesn't start until 30.
Right.
That's you know,
I could tell you that there are times where we have sex 5 nights in a row. The sixth night, he's like ready to sleep.
Don't
at
cheat
10
on
o'clock.
Him, Jess. Trust me, she never will.
Let me tell you, I'm being 100 right now.
I have zero, literally. Look at me, look right here. Zero concern about my wife ever cheating. Zero concern. I can send her out by herself to the club. Fucking know she's gonna get wasted and still have zero concern. about my wife cheating.
The thing is this, okay, and I'm going to be honest with you. Like, everybody does things as their kids, and everybody lives lives that, you know, there's nothing to do with before you're together. It doesn't fucking matter together. Now, I know, and everybody who does know me knows, that when I say something, I fucking mean it. And to the T, I can tell everybody the first conversation, as I did profess my love to you, when I said to you, if you're with me, I will fucking give you all of me. And that's not just, do I clean? Yeah. Do I cook? Yeah. I work. I pay bills. I fucking take care of three
children. We're Alabama and Clarence. When I'm with somebody, I'm 100%.
If he says, pull your pants down, I pull my pants down. Lunch is ready. Coffee's ready. And this is for 7 years straight. And I'll do it till the day I die. Consistency is key.
Well, we appreciate each other, too.
Consistency.
Like, I don't take for granted, you know, how well she takes care of the house, the family, me. You know, like, I don't sit there and be like, well, that's what she's supposed to do.
Right.
No, I'm like that's that. Fucking, I have an amazing wife that does great things. Like, you'll never hear me downplay my wife. Like, I'll be around a bunch of dudes and all of them bitching about their wives, and I'll look at them all and go, not me. My wife's awesome.
Some, I'm not going to mention these. There's some that has been here that in front of their wives, when the wives start going, and I do this, they were like, you are not Jessica. Don't go there. We've had conversations like that. I will do whatever my husband wants me to do within reason of our relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
And boundaries,
I did, Frankie.
Okay? So I take pride in that. This is my family. When I married him, I said, even when we started dating and we moved in together, I said, I will be with you. And that's what the fuck I do. I don't look at my body and go, this is my body. You don't get it because you were fighting. I look at him and go, we're fighting. Get down here and eat my fucking pussy. Because why are you fighting? Why do you want to fight with your spouse? Yeah. The one person is supposed to be your rock and you're fighting. You didn't do this. Like the garbage and the fucking kitty cats.
Like the little fights. You got to get rid of the little fights. The little fights.
Fuck each other.
Yeah, the little fights are worthless. Like she'll say something, you know, like you forgot the cat litter. And typically in a normal.
That's the one and only thing my husband has to do in my house.
In a normal like household. That would become like a thing where the guy would be like, you fucking kidding me? And she'd be like, well, do the fucking gallon. It's a fucking one thing I ask you to fucking do, and you don't fucking do it.
That is what they
and
sound
that's
like.
What it would become. With us, like, she just gives me this look like, and I'm like, sorry, babe.
Yeah, because, no, not the thing is, like, I love taking care of my children.
I don't purposely go, fuck her, I'm not doing it. I just forget.
Right. Well, and again, though, like he is so used to
like, every now and then
him,
I do
though.
Randomly just grab the garbage and go and do it.
Yes, there are times you do. But for the most part, you know that I got it covered because I'm like that. And even with my kids, I try to give them chores. I usually do it before they wake up and they say, can we help you? And I say, no, you know, I got it. However, at the end of the day, I'll be like, babe, the litter. And he'll be like, no problem. It's never a moment of, what did you do today? There's never
that. To be fair, though, I will do this. I'll go, all right. And now she goes, come on. I always say to her, I go, it's not that you're asking me. No one wants to do the litter. I'm not saying it because you asked me. I'm just saying like, fuck, I don't want to do the litter, but I'm going to go do it.
It's easy to designate because I get up and I vacuum. I do the floors. I take care of the cats. I take care
of
the turtle.
Love you, Frankie.
Take care. I love you too, Frank. Bye. I take care of we have hermit crabs now. I take care of the kids and then I'll work a little and then he'll come home from work. And I'm like, the litter is the only thing that I won't do at night. And my daughter will do it in the morning and feed the cats. That's her job. Like, that's the one thing. The cats, if you could just handle them for me. So sometimes I'm annoyed. I'm like, you know what? I'll text him across the room, like, did the litter. And all I want him to say is, babe, thanks, you know. And he'll do it. Babe, thanks for doing it. Because we're all right. I'm not going to fight with him about that.
But in a lot of households, it will become a thing that they fight about.
And then it turns into so much more.
And then it'll be like, and that's why when you fucking do the bathroom, it's always fucked up because you're so fucking stupid and your mother's a fucking cunt too, by the way.
Yeah, and they go into more.
Then they start throwing things that they wanted to say in, and now's my opportunity. We're fighting. I can now throw it in. And it becomes a shitstorm.
I'll tell you what. So I'm so glad we're having the show tonight because it's been a while since we had a relationship jive out. One thing that I take a lot of pride in, and especially over the past year, I'm going to give us both a lot of credit right now. Both of us have learned to say, I'm sorry more.
Yeah.
We both have learned to say, you know what? You're right. And let's move forward. There has been at least, I'll say, five times in the past year. We don't fight often. And when we fight, it's literally an hour, not even. And then we move forward. I'm not a Harper and neither is he. We don't talk about yesterday.
We don't
yesterday.
Like the uncomfortability in
yeah.
the room.
I don't talk about yesterday or the fucking week before. It's today and then tomorrow's a new day. I always start
And
over.
It's not just forget about it. We do discuss it and
of
be like,
course.
This is
it's
why
important.
I was mad. This is why you were mad.
Right.
And yada, yada, yada.
We get
and
it
then
out.
We apologize. And guys, let me tell you right now. A sorry goes a long fucking way.
It takes a
it
minute.
It goes a
not even.
No, it goes, but it goes such a long way. And trust me, I know that pride of like, I'm kind of wrong here, but I'm not fully wrong. But I still want to just give it up and just say, you know what? All
right, right.
You're right. Sorry, babe. Let's just forget about
for
it
for that second. You know, and sometimes
because
it
is it really
that.
Worth now being fucking separated for 2-3 days, however long sometimes people won't speak to each other in your own fucking house?
Right.
Is it really worth it?
And then around
instead
the
of
kids.
Just going, like I said, fuck the little fights. Fight the big fights. I'll always fight the big fights to the death if you think you're right. But the little fights, just go, you're right. Fuck it. You're right. My bad.
Because it's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get to a point where you're like, you know, what are we actually even fighting about? And then you gotta have to have dinner. And then the kids are sitting there.
And they
quiet.
Can feel it.
They definitely can yeah. feel it. Our kids hate when we argue. Not that it's often, but they hate when we argue. Actually, a lot of them will be like, this is crazy. You
last
know?
Time, they went all in Anna's room and kind of just sat down.
Yeah,
there,
they just sat
down
in the basement and let us hash it out. Because it'll take a 5-minute, you know, yell it out, get it out, and then we're all right, you know? Top three Jess and Reich rock fight.
Well, I could think of one where... we really don't have a top three. Like, there's really one major big blowout, and that was the night you were drunk, punched my windshield, I threw your purse out the fucking... But okay. We were still in the midst of just, like, starting
first
to be together.
In.
Yeah,
first year in, yeah. We were out drinking, and
I had
he
to restrain her.
He was going through a divorce, okay? So going through a divorce and me being single, I would get jealous a lot because it was always, you know, something. Or, were you texting her? What'd you say? What'd she say? Because it's jealousy. It's his ex-wife. Of course, it fucking bothered me and I was wasted and we were fighting in the house and he was like, you know what, you're gonna do it, slap me. And I slapped him across the face and very gently but sternly my husband grabbed me by my shoulders and pushed me against the wall and held
pushed.
Me tight.
I picked her up and
like,
put her
held
up
me
on the
tight
wall
and said, don't ever fucking hit me again. And I think that I had punched his windshield.
She threw the table.
I almost broke my hand.
Remember,
I threw
the table in the
he
living room.
He threw my pocketbook across the lawn.
Yeah.
It was about 8 years ago. It was pretty intense, and that was actually the only fight that we've
and,
ever
but
been that way.
She ended up staying the night anyway. Slept
I
on
did.
The couch.
I did.
You slept on the couch
I slept
stubbornly.
On the couch. Yes.
But she ended up staying
anyway.
He
came and took my pillows.
Yeah.
I was sleeping on the couch with a pillow
oh,
and blanket.
I was
being
a
he came
prick.
And took the pillow. He's like, you will not use a pillow here. And I was like, fuck you. I'll sleep with the blanket. I don't fucking care. It was pretty.
I think you ended up coming back in the bed at that. At
I
that
actually
night.
Ended up fucking me in the living room.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
did. Yeah, we ended up fucking me
it
a little bit later.
It was an intense night.
It was
an intense night. But that's really like
but
the only major blow up I could think. Like, I've had moments where I've yelled, but it was like me just probably overreacting.
Most of the time, it's just you're at work all day, you walk in, and I'm
it's,
like
yeah,
a,
it's right when
I'm
I walk
aggressive,
in.
Like, blah, 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 and I just roll things off. I don't see him all day. I talk to a four-year-old all day, so when he walks in, I'm like, and this happened, and that, and he's like, all right, give me a minute, and sometimes he won't talk to me. I'm like, well, fine, don't talk to me, and then it's like, well, I just walked in the door, but it's never a moment of, like, fuck you. He's never, ever, ever,
and
in seven
honestly,
fucking years, ever called me anything but Jessica, or a brat. Mm. That is it. He has never.
No, there's
out of his
no
face.
Fuck you. You're a bitch.
Never.
There's none of that. No.
Ever. I have never heard him say, this is fuck you. You're fucking this.
Would you want someone talking to your wife like that you don't know? Then why the fuck are you doing
no,
it?
No, never.
You know what I mean?
Like
that. If a stranger did it, you'd punch him in the face. So you should not be the one
but
talking
to
your wife
to him
that
like
way.
That. What the fuck?
I'm and like, I'm not saying there's yeah, not ways no. to have an argument, but being like, you're a fucking cunt, that's not a way to have an argument.
That's
now you're just
your
being,
a,
now
a
you're just attacking.
Enemy right there.
Yeah, now you're just attacking,
yeah.
And that doesn't help anything.
I always felt, though, like that was something we handled. And actually, I think that night that we had that big fight, when we spoke the next day, you called me. I was home. You went to work. I went home. You called me and you were like, all right. Now you're ready to have a sober conversation. And I remember saying to you on the phone, like, yeah, I am. Because I knew I was fucked up, too. Like, he drank, but he wasn't wasted. I definitely was wasted and it was stupid and I was eccentric. So I took it and I was like, you know what? Yes, let's talk. And it was great because we got out that moment where are our boundaries? What is our relationship going to be? How are we going to be? Never once did he ever say to me anything disrespectful where I had to say, don't fucking talk to me like that. There's been times he would yell and I go, don't yell at me. But I've never been like, fucking you and you fucking yelling. We've never cursed
and trust
at
me,
each other.
I yell like a maniac sometimes. And I'm going to explain it. Like, the easy way to explain it is I always say it's like.
This is a real person. Like, but, real.
Hold on. It's always like, I always say like it's like the Bruce Banner Hulk thing where like, I'm calm. Now you've put me to the point where there's no return and the Hulk comes out. But a better way to explain it, a little bit more elongated way, is. Like, she'll just say something in a tone, and it's like how she says it and what she says at that moment, where all of a sudden, like, this little fucking fire in my stomach just starts, like, immediately, like, I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, how dare you fucking say that to me like that? And it, again, it's not even anything.
He doesn't say that out loud.
No, I don't. But it's not even anything, like, too crazy outlandish. But it's like the tone and the way it's said to me, where all of a sudden I'm like, fuck. Like, motherfucker.
He stood up and goes, I need a minute. I'm going outside. Or we have that.
Lately,
where,
that's where now I don't have those moments because she finally understands.
I love you. Thank you.
That, all right, let him go have his moment because that, yes, that other side, that Hulk is about to come out if I don't stop.
But you'll say that. Yeah. You'll straight up be like,
but
I need a minute.
But she used to, when I'd be like, leave me alone, give me a minute, she would follow me.
Yeah, I was definitely, and I would go, I want to talk about it now. And he was like, but I need a minute. I want to talk about it now. And it was always a headbutt.
But
so we weren't always
but it's, I
like
need
this.
A minute because if I do it now, it's not going to be productive. It's going to be me yelling and angry, and I'm not going to be thinking right.
But who would do that? You know, why?
A lot of people do it.
Right.
And I'm more Michael Corleone-like, where I always try to control that side and think back, give myself a minute to look outside now, think of all the scenarios, think of everything, and kind of go, all right, is this worth the argument for one? Where's this argument going? What's your point? What's her point? And again, like, kind of like a mob boss where you sit there and you go, all right, give me, like, you ever watch The Sopranos and you see Tony just kind of stare off?
Like, what am I going
to
do?
And just, that's me when I say, give me a minute.
Yeah.
That's my Tony moment of like, all right, now I'm just.
Now with someone in a relationship for so long, you're learning what are the do's and don'ts. So you don't push the don'ts. Like, some people will genuinely try to be like, I'm going to get to you. When it finally was fixed and embedded in my head that when I push, it makes it worse, I went, don't push. Now, my husband knows for me, sometimes I just want acknowledgement. So the other night, I'll give an example. We come home from the store. You know, I had a bag with two Mike's lemonade and he had a 12 pack. And he put his 12 pack away and grabbed himself a beer and went and sat on the couch. My mic stayed on the counter. He didn't pour
Total
me a drink.
Move.
Wait, he didn't pour me a drink. He didn't ask me if I wanted a drink. Nothing. But I went on to do the litter, got Valentina ready for bed, and I kept moving. And I'm looking at him going, eh, thank you so much for thinking of me. He went and took a shower. And I'm just like, fucking, I was getting angry. Well, I walk in my bedroom where my husband was standing, and I said to him, you know, I wanted to be mad at you, and I let it go because it's small, but I want to tell you, it bothered me that you put your stuff away, your own beer, didn't even put my mics away, you didn't pour me a drink, ask me if I wanted a drink, I did the litter for you, and I put Valentina ready for bed, and he turned around, and he was like, you know what? I'm really sorry. I didn't even think about it. I'm sorry. My bad. I just was moving and I didn't think about it.
And again,
it ended right there. Yeah,
total dick move on my part. And here,
but it ended there.
No, absolutely. But here is, and this is my fault. I'm not, because this is how good of a wife you are and a good of a house attainer you are. I'm not attainer, a house. I don't want to say keeper.
Can you say housekeeper? I am a housekeeper.
You keep
I take
the
care of my house.
Well,
I keep it.
Where, subconsciously, it's not, again, it's not like, it's like that old Louis joke where the wife says, hey, fill up the dishwasher, and he fills it up, forgets to turn it on. And in the wife's head, she's going, he did that on purpose. And he's going, do you really think I was like, fuck her, I'm not going to push, I'll fill it up, but I'm not pushing that fucking button, fuck her. Like, I just get so comfortable with how she is that subconsciously in my head, I'm just going, well, Jess has got everything covered. You know what I mean? And I get lazy sometimes. Admittedly so. It's laziness. But again, subconsciously, it's going, well, I know Jess has got this. So, and, you know, it'll get, things will happen. You know?
And sometimes you don't think about it.
Totally wrong for that. I shouldn't. Yeah, but again, it's not a conscious thought. It's not like I'm like, she'll fucking do everything and I'll just fucking sit here.
Right. It's never
just
malicious.
Sometimes it's just like, I want to sit on the couch and watch my show.
Right. You know? It's never a malicious
And that's
thing.
Really just, it's a selfish act and it's rude, but that's literally the extent of the thought process in it. I want to sit, drink my beer, and watch my show. It's not right. Jess will do this, or it's not fuck her, I'm not doing that. It's none of that. It's literally I'm a stupid man that goes, I want to sit and watch my show.
Right. And it's so funny, but the truth is, like, I genuinely will turn around and be like, I wanted to be mad at you. But, you know, because in my heart, I know he's not going, fuck her. I know he wasn't even, I know he had the thing, the 12 pack, he put it away, he grabbed a beer, he went to go in the shower. It was just like a routine for him. But inside, I'm going, you know, and he didn't even think about me. He didn't pour me a drink. I'm doing the litter for him. And here he's in the shower washing himself. But it took me to say, you know, this is how I felt. And instead of him going, well, you know what? It wasn't fucking intentional. He looked at me and he was like, you know what? My bad. You're right. I should have poured you a drink and put the shit away. So, you know, when you're in a relationship, it's never, you know, what do I need? It's what do we need? Because you have to be a connective. You have to be together. It's not about you or him. It's about each other.
I think people play dumb a lot of times, too.
They're lazy and they play dumb.
No, but they play dumb in a way where they act like they can't understand where you're coming from. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very black and white in life as general. You know what I mean? And I'm very like understanding of, yeah, that's where they're coming from. And that makes sense for them. You get what I'm saying? Like, even if it's something maybe I don't agree with, but for them, that makes sense to them. So I kind of have to respect that. And in this situation, like, you'd have to be an idiot to be like, what the fuck is she talking about? Like, she's making total sense. I'm absolutely wrong. My bad.
Right.
Like, only an asshole would be like, you're fucking crazy. Fuck
well,
you.
Well, this is the thing. All right. So, Anthony here, he said, the reaction of stopping and thinking, I give you props for. And is it really worth bringing it up verbally if you knew he didn't mean it? And let me just
say Anthony, hold up real quick, because this isn't something that, you know, I through my younger years, my 20s and even early 30s, this is something that's become kind of like in the past
recent.
5 years.
It's
well, not
recent.
Recent, like since me and Jess have been together and we got all the bullshit away the first
been
year.
Building.
There's more of a thought process into everything as far as because you don't want to fuck up this. Like, I'm not saying it because she's sitting here, but I've been with dozens of women. And this is a good one. Like, I finally found one that I'm like, you're not annoying. You're not stupid. You don't break my balls over dumb shit. You're not vain. You're not jealous.
Work,
you're not,
I take care of you.
Yeah, like, you know, there's a give and take here. That's very fucking hard to find. And she's beautiful. You know what I mean? It's almost impossible to find. So I'd have to be a moron to be like, yeah, let me fuck this up. Because knowing, like I said, I've been with a shit ton of women. Knowing the women that are out there, like, why would I fucking want to ruin this? This is great. This is what men and women are supposed to do. Find someone you like. I found someone that I can 1,000,000% say the rest of my life, this is the person I want to be with. Because I, for not one second in the 8 years we've been together, I'm like, fuck, Jess, again? Never. I'm always like, yes, I'm going home. There's my wife. And I can't wait to be there because this is my best friend. I want to hang out with her. We smoke weed together. We drink together. We watch movies together. That's what you do with your boys. But now I don't really need my boys to do that because I have the perfect girl to do that with, and it's like hanging out with
boys too, and they can come hang out.
But it's like hanging out with my boys, only better that she sucks my dick and I get to fuck her. Like, and that's really,
I suck his dick.
And that's why we've talked about it before, but the guys are like, bros before hoes. I'm like, really? Is your bro gonna blow you? Like, fuck that shit. Fuck bros before hoes. I want to get laid.
But wait, I want to say like, this because this is super important. Like, I pride myself in the patient person that I am. I do yoga. I love to meditate. I'm big into keeping myself at a happy medium. And
you
also,
used to be explosive.
I was very.
Yeah. Both of us were.
But I was physically explosive and he was yelling and crazy explosive. But as we were together, we kind of learned that being explosive wasn't getting what we wanted to get across, and it wasn't getting the reaction or the finish that we needed. So
and we're both the voice of reason for each other. Like, she'll actually listen to me when I'm like, you're very drunk right now. You need to fucking
and
stop.
I'm looking at him and go, all right, bye, fucking good night, you know? Yeah, but there are times.
She'll say it in a shitty way, but she will be like, all right, night's over. We're going.
Right, right.
And she's the voice of reason with me. She'll be like, you're fucking being crazy. Chill the fuck. And I'm like,
yeah.
All right.
But so he wrote here, is it worth being verbal? And I want to say, like, it is so important to communicate with who you're with. And whether it be, I don't like the way that looks on you, or I was really upset when you made this comment, or I feel about this. It is so important to say it. And I will pride myself and say right now, I don't care who comes up with anything they can find on me as a child. I have told my husband anything or everything that has substantial need to know.
Anthony.
That I would feel it's important to tell him,
yeah,
this is how I feel, for him to satisfy that he knows. It's more of him knowing.
He wrote here now. He wrote, understandable. I'm 31, same chick, 7 years. Just don't get when she says, I know he didn't mean anything. It just slipped his mind. So why bring it up? Here's why. Because it did slip your mind. And it shouldn't have. So she's not bringing it up to be shitty and to be like, you fucking ass. She's bringing it up in the hopes that one day
it'll stick.
It doesn't slip your mind. And again, as an outsider looking in, which is what I am, can you blame her? Like, wouldn't you want the same respect in turn? Like, wouldn't you want the same consideration in turn, especially from the person that you claim to love? Like, if you want to spend the rest of your life with this person, why are you fucking with them?
Right. Why would you want to hurt their feelings or fight with them or be uncomfortable? Why wouldn't you want them to know how valuable they are to you? Like, my husband, I'm not kidding, at least 20 times a day we tell each other we love each other. It could be random, like, hey, I love
every
you.
Every text ends with an I love you.
Hey,
every text, but every text chain.
Yeah.
When we know this is the end of it, we always write love you.
Right.
You know,
with his coffee in the morning, there's a note, and whatever I want to say. And in his lunch, there's a note. And when I wake up, I have a text from him. And it's a mutual, what do I want to feel? So we do it for each other because that's what we both want to feel. If you put yourself out there and say, this is what I want, so I'm going to do this because I want that same energy coming back to me, then you'll get that reciprocation in your relationship. As long as you're standing there going, it's not me, it's you, they're standing there saying, it's not me, it's you.
Yeah.
And you'll constantly be attacking rather than
and honestly, it's both of you.
And grinding together.
It's always both of you.
Always.
Because
always
you're
two.
A couple.
It's never one.
You're a unit.
Too,
so if one of you are fucking up and you're the one going, well, it's you. And I mean, unless they're like a drug addict, they're doing something blatantly that's fucked up. But if it's little bickering shit, it's both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're both bickering now.
Somebody
and
has to
stupid.
Take the loss at some point. You have to understand that not.
And I'm not saying always take the loss
but
either.
I don't always take the loss. Has to be
but
right.
I'm saying there's certain things where you know you're wrong, and now you're just fighting just a pride thing.
Right. It's
you
all,
know what
yes,
I mean?
A pride.
It becomes
big.
A pride thing. And men have pride like a motherfucker.
So do women.
But
so
women have it more when they're.
It was
towards
my biggest
men.
Pet peeve to tell him I was sorry. And let me tell you, there were times where I would be like, you know, my bad for
and
this.
She would dance around it
my
and
bad
it would
for
drive
this, or
me
I
insane.
I didn't mean to do this or I didn't mean to do that. Instead of just saying to him, you know what, I'm sorry you feel that way and I'm sorry I made you feel that way. However, we all have the control over to make ourselves feel a certain way. He could say something and to him he was joking, but to me it hurt my feelings. So I let it hurt my feelings, if that makes any sense. But there are moments in an argument where you go, you know what? I definitely don't want my husband, or he definitely doesn't want his wife to feel any type of way. So we go, if it was me, I probably wouldn't like it either. You know what? You're right. And I didn't mean to make you feel that way. You have to take into consideration the energy you're putting out there. Do you actually compromise, though? Do you actually say, you know what? It's not about me. It's about us.
Baby, now, ready? He wrote something that I have said to you a million times. And now I haven't said it. I can't remember the last time I've said it. It's been years at this point. He wrote, your mind is on relaxing. He's talking about himself.
Right.
Hers is on the litter.
Right.
You can't read minds. Now, I have said this to Jessica a million times. I'm not a fucking Say it. And
what's my response?
And if she's not saying it, that's on her. Like, if you're like, what's the matter? And she's going, nothing. Then you look at her and you go, then nothing's fucking wrong. That's how I'm taking it. Because sit there with your shitty fucking scowl and sit there with your fucking shitty nothing and don't tell me what's wrong. I'm going to go enjoy my fucking night. You be fucking miserable. Fuck you.
Instead of
just going, this is the little tiny thing that's bothering me. You didn't do the little when you got home.
And then your response would be?
My bad, babe. I'll go grab that right now.
And the truth of the matter is, there has been moments
because the litter shouldn't be a fucking fight.
Right. I will look at him and he'll be like, why are you looking at me like that for? I'm like, because why? Because why? Because you upset me. Why did I upset you? Because you didn't do the litter and I did it again. You didn't even say, hey, babe, thanks for doing the litter for me. Sometimes as women, and I'm being honest and I'm being a real fucking woman right now, sometimes I want to be noticed. I want him to say, and there's, I mean, I'll say 90% of the time, I will get wake up to a message to him saying, you're the most beautiful wife ever. I'm so lucky to have you. I'm being honest. My husband texts me all the time. I'm very verbally affectionate with him as well.
One time, at least one time a day, but usually more where I end up with, love you, beautiful, love you.
Yeah, think
you
about
know.
Where that puts your brain. So you wake up in the morning to, I will write him books. Sometimes I write stick art and I draw pictures, whatever. I do cute shit and it's every morning 7 years. I don't fucking miss a day.
You are very like, something can just turn your whole day just like that. So I always want to make sure your day starts off on a positive note.
And it could be. I got thrown up on today by our 4-year-old and he was texting me and I said, you know what, babe? I got thrown up on. I'm going to do my thing. I love you.
But all of us are like that, where the slightest thing can fuck your whole day up. Everyone's like that. But you are very extreme, where like something can really fuck your day up quickly. And I'll look at it outside going,
well, you're talking about 24-7. I wake up
no,
in a
I know.
Cloud.
But what I'm saying is, like, I'll look at it and go, oh, she's freaking out and it's really not that big of a deal. But you can't say that because it's a big deal to her.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
It's
so
a big deal to her.
So
exactly.
It's a big deal to me too. But really in my head, I'm going, it's not that big of a fucking
and
deal.
And that's perfect. And that's so, all we want is acknowledgement.
So as the husband I am, I want to make just, it's always, good morning, beautiful. How are you doing? And I'll do it when I know she's sleeping, but I do it so when she wakes up, she looks at her phone. There's the text from my husband that I love, and he's telling me I'm beautiful and good morning and starting my day off wonderful.
And to be honest with you.
Which is what I should do.
What? But to be honest with you, sometimes, you know, things get hectic and things happen, okay? But to be real, I always felt like the first time you wake up in the morning, he could wake up late. It doesn't matter. He has a note next to his coffee, which is ready to go with his sugar and his spoon. He makes it walk out the door set. And every morning he knows you're either the love
of my
life.
Gotta be honest, spoon's almost never there.
I really try to get it there.
It's almost never.
I really try to get
it there. I get it every morning almost.
Well, you know what? Don't fuck yourself with
everything
the
else, Tom. I'm not complaining.
Think about the spoon?
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. It's almost never there.
The fucking spoon is lacking.
You kept saying the spoon. I had to say it.
In all honesty, though, like, you think about it, and, like, I always remember, like, waking in the morning to either Val or whatever. It really fucks things up. And sometimes he's frazzled and, like, shit, you know? I make my own hours. I get to work when I want to work. And he has to get up every day, 5 days a week. So I try to make it easier. His lunch is ready with vitamins and a note. His coffee is ready with a fucking note. His kids attended to. The house is done. Just do the fucking letter.
Yeah.
Do the fucking letter.
Yeah. And again, like I'm telling you, Anthony,
oh my God, I love
she
it.
Says it because it slips your mind. And I'm still guilty of it. Like, but
it is your fault,
but
Anthony,
to be fair,
right?
Hold
it
up.
Shouldn't slip your mind.
Hold on. We're leaving this part out.
7 years.
We're leaving this part out too. My wife is a psychopath when it comes to cleaning. And once the thought of the litter needs to be done.
We have 3 cats. It has to be done twice a
hold
day.
On. If I do it in 20 minutes from now or a half hour from the thought that she had, that's unacceptable. That,
well,
it can't happen. Let me finish. It can't happen then. There's no way it can happen. I thought of it now. So it has to be done now, not five minutes, not 20, not 30 seconds.
Wait a minute.
Now.
But this is 2-3 hours since you're home.
No, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not.
Rocky?
Sometimes
it's not. Every time it's after dinner, and after dinner is at least 6 o'clock.
Not every time. Sometimes it's before.
Never.
Absolutely.
You have never done litter before dinner.
Not me. I'm saying you have done it before dinner.
Right. I have done it.
Giving me no chance. I've only been home about 20 minutes.
You walk in, and I'm already, dinner's done on the table, whatever, and then we clean up dinner, and I'm looking and waiting.
No, but this is what happens. She has the lull in the dinner where, like, there's that moment of, all right, everything's cooking or settling or doing whatever, and then this is, again, not a fault to my wife. This is a great characteristic. In her head, she goes, well, what can I do in this 5 minutes that I have now? And she starts doing that mental checklist around the house. Done, 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 done. Rocky didn't do the litter yet. And sometimes it is. I've been home 20 minutes. I'm not kidding. And in her head, she'll just, I'll hear the top go. And then I'll go, babe, let me grab it. And she'll go, no, I got it. And because I hear.
I'm already mid-doing
it. But she'll purposely hit the lid hard so I hear it.
I'll drop it. Yeah, she'll drop it so I hear it. Pick it up and hear it. Drop it instead of placing it down.
And again, I've maybe been home 20 minutes sometimes. Not all the time, sometimes. And then but I always jump up and go, babe, let me grab it. No, I got it. I'm already doing it. And I'm like, just
this
let me fucking.
Listen, this is the thing. And I'm being honest. Like, we're in the conversation. Let me just say it, okay? Like, yes, Monday through Friday from fucking 7 to 5, you are up working at your job. And I get that. And I'm not taking away from anything you do. But Monday through Friday from 8 to fucking 12 midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, I am cooking, cleaning, taking care of our children, doing homework, fucking you, going to sleep, yes, wake up, getting her to school, working in the salon, paying bills, cleaning the house, cooking dinner, taking care of the animals. The only thing I ask is the fucking litter.
Yeah.
The fucking litter. And Anna, the only thing I ask is food, water, and litter in the morning before she leaves, and you do it at night. That's the only, cats is the only thing I ask for.
And again, here's the thing.
So when you forget, I get like, really? And anything
again,
else done?
Here's the thing. You, who's been in the house all day, are stir crazy. Me, all I want to do is be in my house. You know what I mean? So when I get home, my mind is finally like off of work, and finally I'm at that place
I totally can
be.
Appreciate that.
And I'm just like, ugh.
And I love you
I'm
for that.
I'm never consciously going, I know I should do the cats, but I'm not going to do it because she's going to do it.
That's the thing. You know I never mean? Said like, you were malicious.
No, I know.
Not frequently. What's the word I'm looking for?
I like this rule.
Sometimes you forget.
Yeah.
What's the rule?
New house rule. When Rocky walks in the door, he says, Alexa, set a 30-minute timer. Don't bug Rocky till it goes off.
Fuck you, Anthony.
That's impossible because my youngest daughter, she the second I walk in the door, Dada!
No, we have a 4-year-old, yeah. We have a 10-year-old, and a 20-year-old.
Impossible.
And, you know, when he walks in the door, again, we all haven't seen him all day, and I love him. On Saturdays and Sundays, we're glued to each other on the couch with the kids watching movies or on the movie theater downstairs. You know, we love to be together, and so it's kind of hard. And all day when I'm not with him, you know, he'll come home and be like, this happened, this one, that happened, this, I don't know, and he's like, give me a fucking second. I'm like, but I want to talk to a fucking adult. I have kids
but
around
now,
me
you know
all
what?
Day.
I never actually thought of it that way, though, and verbalized it. That, yeah, like, I can't wait to get home. So my thought is I just want to sit on my couch and just be out of this office and just get home. And, you know, so, like, when I do walk through that door, I'm like, oh, finally here. And then I sit down, and again, it's just mind goes blank. Turn
right.
the TV on, mind goes
blank. And I
totally
get it. And I totally give you credit for it. I get it, and I respect it. I love it. And that's why I'm the wife I am, because of the freedoms I have to make my own schedule and be able to take care of my family. However, it's just a litter.
No, I know.
And I
again,
fucking want it done.
I'm absolutely.
And I fucking want it.
I'm not
done.
Saying these are excuses. I'm not trying to make
kidding,
these excuses. I'm just trying
I'm
to say the reality of
Rocky
what
gets 2 showers a day. I get one closer to 10 o'clock at night if I'm lucky because I'm busy. Okay. That's it.
But yeah, it's that's the reality of it. Like, it's not this, like, thought of I'm not doing
no,
that.
No,
but I've
never
actually
way.
Thought of it that way either.
And
like,
wives
this
either.
This is the first
like,
time it's now popped in my head that that's really what it
men
is.
Men make the mistake and, of yeah. marrying women who don't cook. That's your fucking problem.
But it's never like a malicious act of like, oh,
I don't want to do it. Sure.
It's literally just laziness and excitement to be home.
Yeah. You know, like, and you know what? With that, I'm going to give us a round up because we're already at 10:07. And we have things to do. Of course, he wants to be fucked tonight. I probably will let him sit on my face. Y'all
what,
can think about that.
Why 28? Rock hop in the shower at 28. What is 28?
28 minutes. No bad news, 30 minutes.
No, I'm a half hour in the shower type of guy. Because I got to shit first, and then I go in the shower.
He has the water running while he shits.
No, not anymore. Lies. I stopped doing that because I don't want to waste the oil.
Anyway,
I haven't in a long
listen,
time.
Listen. I really love the show we had. It was a great audience, right?
It was a good
of
one.
Course, you're amazing, and I love you.
I'm just sending this one to the brand. I think this
should.
Is better than last week.
Well, sure, you should.
Yeah. Well, I have the choice because we do every other
you
week.
You send
with this
it.
One.
I'll back up. They can't see me.
So,
I'll flash you.
I'm going to send this
right
one.
Now.
Cap, you watch both shows. What do you think? This week's or last week's?
I don't know. I like them both. They both were great.
Yeah, I agree, but I think this one was a lot better.
How do you know?
Because I think there was more realistic talk, and I think.
That's a lot of thinking.
But I think a lot of guys who listen to this and a lot of girls who listen to this will hopefully be
take
enlightened.
Take the conversation.
Yeah, like be enlightened and be like, you know what? They're kind of fucking right.
You guys
right.
have no idea. We're going to go upstairs right now. He'll just end up taking his clothes off. And I let him just sit on my face and he shoves his dick deep down in my throat. And I play with his balls. And that's where I'll leave it.
Yeah.
See you guys next Tuesday.
RussosBrand.com, $3.95 a month. You get over 12 shows. You get us. You get Vince Russo. You get Shane Douglas. You get Stevie Richards, Ben Amin, and a whole bunch of other people. $3.95 a month. Go to RussosBrand.com. Check out OPRadio.com. Subscribe to Opie's
always
podcast.
Check out Opie
Radio. We love Opie. StatementGames.com. Head over there now and check out all the prop bets they got going for the Super Bowl. You can win prizes over there at StatementGames.com. If you're listening to us on the audio versions, you can check us out every Tuesday night. Two shows. This is, right now you're listening to Unfiltered Marriage, but there's also Super Ugly Show. If you know this show, you probably know Super Ugly. We start at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, on the Super Ugly Show channel, not the Super Ugly Show, Super Ugly Show. And then at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with, of course, the show you're listening to right now, Unfiltered Marriage. Typically, we take phone calls, but the phones are fucked up this week. But there's a number you can call into. As you've heard, we've been reading the chat. You can write in the chat and ask us questions or just get involved in the conversation. So go to YouTube, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You get alerted when we go live every Tuesday night. All right, guys, that's it for us. We will see you next Tuesday. Peace.
Bye.